Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Tuesday, March 31st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Topping the news, for the first time since evangelical Christianity was declared illegal in Eritrea, officials laid criminal charges against those who are not part of officially recognized churches. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton explains that while 370 Christians are in jail for their faith, the church is still growing.
The great thing that our team came away with is the sense of unity among the Christian believers in Eritrea. There is just a great sense of working together, of all being on the same team, and I think that's one of the great things that has happened as a result of this persecution.
Meanwhile, the death toll in Morocco's earthquake topped out at over 600. The injured numbered 926, and the homeless went into the thousands, the aftermath of disaster. Food for the Hungry launched a response through Latin American partners in providing emergency relief to survivors. By meeting the physical needs and providing relief, teams represent the compassion of Christ. The result? An open door for future outreach and long-term ministry. And more Americans are reading their Bible. That according to research by Barna, Gallup, and U.S. News & World Report. American Missionary Fellowship agrees with the research. AMF's Ed Henderson.
People are looking for a group environment, and they have questions about society, about moral values, about what's going on in America. They're finding Bible studies themselves to be a place where they can go and have discussions and actually see what the Bible has to say about.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features stories about the persecuted church and how to help suffering believers. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.